So he did work with some incredible names in cinema.
He did, yeah. And he gave his big break to a lot of people. I mean, the Bond world would be different without him. He spotted Roger Moore carrying a spear on a film and paid for his tuition in RADA. He also gave Terence Young a big break, so he directed three of the Bond films as well. So think of the world like Bond.
We're looking here as well at movies like The Playboy of the Western World. These are names that would be familiar to us from obviously many different sources, but why is there a sense that we have forgotten Brian Hirst?
It's hard to know, really. There's different stories about it, and maybe it's because they weren't the most commercial. He said that himself. There was a quote famously where he said, "I was considered brilliant, but not commercial." And that's the thing, he got really good reviews. When the reviews about the films, a lot of people go to the effort of pointing out his great direction in it or the great lining or the things that he's worked on. But somehow, it wasn't always the box office success. Having said that, he did make some of the biggest films as well. Some of the biggest war films came from him, things like There's the Glory. But then also Scrooge, which is the classic for Christmas.
Let's talk about that then. There's a cabinet full of some memorabilia here. We're just walking over to it now. This is one of the all-time classic Christmas films, A Christmas Carol, Scrooge, starring Alistair Sim. I know many people who would consider this to be the definitive cinematic version of this. How can it be that someone from our corner of the world who directed this film has passed into obscurity?
Maybe it's just the Northern Irish thing. We don't always sell ourselves. We're quite modest about our successes at times, and maybe that's part of it.